Good morning. 8:08 a.m. on Sunday morning, June the 3rd, 2018. It's been a good day so far. I did get up a little bit early and took care of some administration and then ignored my game and started to write this morning. And I've got like 1,500 words already. That's 8:08 a.m. I've really been thinking about this idea of opportunities becoming obligations, of being so focused on the end that you forget to enjoy the means. That it always makes me feel good to be in the process of writing and all the outlining, all the prep, all of the whatever isn't really what makes me happy. It's the process of actually writing the stories that makes me happy. It's the stories are good, yes, I really like having completed stories, but I can only complete a story every so often. But I can enjoy the process of writing every day. And while, yeah, duh, there's a certain amount of, well, yes, that should have been front of mind, and in the past has been front of mind, but it's sort of gotten lost in the sauce. It's sort of gotten screwed up. In the business of being an author. And so, yeah, it felt good. I'm sort of anxious to get home. I know I can't do it immediately when I get home. I've got to make a grocery run. I've got to make sure the car has enough gas to make it to the airport and back. I have to get things for the birthday present. Because I have to go to the airport. I got a I'm going to lose 2 hours and a little bit on an airport run this afternoon. But yeah, I got up, I turned on my headphones, I did my noises. I got into the story. I got almost 1,500 words this morning. It is a beautiful morning out here. It's gorgeous. It's high 50s. I'm actually wearing a sweatshirt. There's a lot of high wispy clouds up there. Some thicker clumps of them. So it's partly cloudy. And now that I'm away from the main drag, it's pretty quiet back here in the neighborhoods. beautiful. Little primroses blossoming. Trees all leafed out. There's still a lot of yellow leaves around. That's curious. Curious. There's a red bush. I don't know what kind of bush it is, but it's all red. It's quite striking. Sort of bluish purple spiky flowers there. I don't know what they are, but they're quite lovely. It's a gorgeous morning, golly. I was turned inward so far I didn't really understand what a lovely morning it really is. Runner coming. There goes Wiley. Thank God, I'd love to be running. No, not really. She seems to enjoy her run. I don't often see women jogging in tennis skirts. I assume that's what that is. Tank top, sparkly barrette in the back of her hair, ponytail. Older woman, not a kid, not a girl. Good honor. Some bird noise this morning. I can't believe I messed up the monk post yesterday. I must have been very distracted. Still a little shade here on the side. I could have wished to be out earlier, but I was writing, so I'm out now. Get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. There we go. Get my routine down here. So my 20-something days into the stress unit on Headspace and the I don't know if it's helping or not. It's just like, okay, yeah, well. So the idea of it is that you, whenever you find yourself feeling stress, you sort of take a step back, take a deep breath, and observe it. You know, fight it, you don't take it on, you just observe it. Which is an interesting concept. You don't take it on, you observe it. You detach from it. You don't try to fight it, you don't try to do anything with it, you just say, oh look, I'm stressed. I'm stressed out. No, I'm not going to sing 21 Pilots now, but it's going over in my head. This guy's gonna do with these holes in the ground. Put up a fence, apparently. There's fence parts here. And I'm apparently in the no-talking zone because I'm not talking and I'm at the same place. This is so strange. So how does it make you feel? How did it make you feel when you did it for fun? It's one of those Zen questions that you're not supposed to actually answer. You're just supposed to contemplate the question. How did it make you feel when you did it for fun? Yeah, I probably didn't need a sweatshirt, although it felt good when I started out. My fingers were cold, my nose was cold. But working with a sweatshirt in the sun is a completely different matter. It is summer. Chevelle is still here. It's hard to believe that I'm old enough that a car that I remember being new is now a collector's edition. An antique. I suppose that's not too unusual. You only have to be 50 years old, and I'm 65, so. Yeah, that time thing. 65. Yeah, I don't often think about that. I don't often. That's not. It's usually sort of like, yeah, okay, fine, I'm 65. But it's not something I give a lot of consideration to. As a rule. Okay, what the hell is this going on here? Looks like Katie. She's got her scooter. Good morning. I see you. There's a little, I don't know if it's a box turtle or what, but it's a little turtle on the sidewalk. Just sitting in the sun. She was taking a picture or shooting a movie that I objected to, that I intruded into. Anyway. It's just a little turtle. It's about 3 or 4 inches wide, 4 or 5 inches long. First time I've seen a turtle here in the friggin' desert. I am coming up on the back gate. Point where I say, tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.